Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit AlcovaHighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Ball Hawk here, man. Just want to say what's up. This was a Facebook live video that you're going to be listening to, man. Hope you enjoyed the banter. This matter of fact, this was Petty Hawk that took over. So it's all in jokes, all in good fun. But hope you enjoy this podcast. Make sure you subscribe and let's get right into it. Ball Hawk Show, baby. Ah!
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show. Yeah.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Brick layers and ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, the trapdoor's supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Credit for being a great.
Yo, yo, what up, what up, what up? What's good? Cut that down, Kendra Perkins. Sorry, I don't want to listen to you anymore. But you're speaking facts this morning. What's good with y'all on this Friday, man? Hopefully y'all safe. Hopefully you filled your gas tank up. Yeah, I ain't talking about gas on this. That's a long story. Did I forget my watch? Oh no. But you know what to do. Wipe your feet off at the door. And you know what you in store for. We got to talk about last night's Brooklyn Nets versus, what up, Kev? Brooklyn Nets and 76ers game last night. Because we gotta really discuss old James Harden, man. We really got to discuss him. Because he discussed Petty Hawk. We're going to discuss him because he discussed me right now. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with him, man. If you want to know what a front runner is, respectfully, that's what James Harden is. Respectfully. James Harden, you are a front runner, man. For as great a player as you are, your skill set, all that you can do with the basketball, mentally, you are a damn front runner, bro. It's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. You know, guys like you, you'll get a pass that you went from Houston to Brooklyn, then from Brooklyn to the 76ers, and everybody blaming Kyrie, and they letting you use Kyrie as a freaking excuse. You're a quitter, bro. You're a quitter. Not in the sense of you won't be motivated to fulfill your goals and things like that, but when times get tough, James, you disappear, dog. You magically disappear. And it just didn't start when you became a star. The reason why Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka, the reason why they didn't beat the cramping LeBron James of the Miami Heat is because of you. You F that finals up, sir, because your game did not travel to the finals that year. Yeah. You was trash can juice. And I mean, come on, man. I told, shout out to Stephon, but I told him, buyer beware. You getting excited because you got James Harden. But his ass will disappear. He will. When some adversity comes up, he gonna point the finger. He ain't gonna take ownership. He not. Come on, man. CP3, everywhere he go, he win. And you had an issue with CP3. Come on, man. We all know CP3 is gonna compete to the goddamn end. Hurt, not hurt, he gonna compete. But what really opened my eyes about you, old James, is when you got to Philadelphia and the fat suit not only left again, but the hamstring was great. It had me thinking that you might have been Tony from Blue Chips in the playoffs last year, bro. You might have been Tony from Blue Chips. You talking about this is where you wanted to be the entire time. Yeah, bro. Can't trust you, man. Sorry, bro. We can't trust you, James. Until you cut that beard off, we can't trust you, bro. We can't even see your teeth when you smile no more with that beard, bro. Until you cut that beard off, James Harden, you can't be trusted. No. Because last night was disgusting. And, oh, you Philly fans. Let me tell y'all something. Matter of fact, not just Philly fans. Any fans. I'm going to get you in here, Rock. Any fans, and my man, shout out to my man Bean, because he put me on game when he shared this statement. For any of y'all that love to go athletes because they quit when they lead the game early, when they don't shake hands, y'all mark asses better not ever leave a game early talking about you want to beat the traffic. Because if your team winning, you stand to the end. So if you leave games early, that's bad sportsmanship. Your sportsmanship sucks. If you leave the game, your sportsmanship sucks. You suck. You suck. You suck. So don't let me ever see you leave a game early because your team getting their ass whooped. Stay to the end because you want us to stay to the end. We got to stay. If I go in the back of the locker room while we getting our ass whooped, you gonna call me a bad sport, not a good teammate. Well, you a bad fan. You a bad supporter. Stay your ass to the end. Watch me get my ass whipped into all the zeros. Don't leave. What up, Rock?
What up, man? I just came on here because there's no way Stephon is dodging you this morning or this live.
Oh, he see me. Yeah, he see me.
Yeah, he see it. All that talking.
I try to tell him. Stop bumping them gums, bro, when it comes to any Philadelphia professional team. Do not brag on them because they're going to let you down, man. That's why you got to take it with a grain of salt. You don't erupt until they complete the objective. That's when you erupt.
And they did. They beat them without a Ben Simmons.
Yo, they beat the brakes off the set. Like, it was easy. Strapping James. Kyrie strapping James Harden ass up. Strap him up, Kyrie. Who don't play no defense? Strap him up. Step back, step back, step back. Nope, we here. Uh-huh. Now I believe that mean that Kyrie was busting his ass one-on-one and calling him wash. Now I believe you. I believe you, Kyrie. Was strapping James up. Come get this work. James, now you got to check me. Ball in. Oh, my calf muscle. I'm 1-for-11. Hey, yo, I think my calf hurt. I'm not sure. Let me sit down. Yeah, right there. Ah, right there. Hey, put the wrap on. Ah, right there.
Hey, in sports, when it get tough, if you find a way to quit, you'll do it in every scenario. You'll
do it in every scenario. There's a lot of people in the back, Rock. Say a lot for the people in the back.
Yeah, in sports, if you find a way to quit, you'll do it in every scenario. Every time that anytime adversity comes, you'll find a way to quit. You'll find some kind of way. That's why you have to have that mental toughness to be that guy to be like, you know what, no matter how hard it gets, I'm gonna push through, I'm gonna give my all. Like you, but when you're a person who always want out of a situation, I don't like it here, I don't like it there, you're gonna find that same mentality gonna creep into your game no matter what team you on. Mm-hmm. When it get tough, you're gonna find a way to exit left.
Exit stays left. Everybody worry about booing Ben Simmons. You should have booed James Harden ass last night. That's what you see. Y'all got y'all priority all jacked up. Y'all paying attention to a dude with a goddamn expensive ass sweater on versus the dude with the damn beard quitting on you right in front of your damn face and you booing Ben. Nah, you better boo that left-handed dude, the other one with the beard, not the light-skinned one with the strong eye. That was mean.
It's no way I would have gave up all that for James Harden when you was gonna get him at the end of the season anyway.
Anyway, look, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo. Remember, I'm an hour behind y'all, so that's why I don't get them when y'all first get up.
Hey, man, greatness don't have a clock.
Well, when you work, you got a clock.
Greatness don't have a clock. You know what I mean? When the objective is over, we go to sleep. When we need to complete the objective, we get our hind paws up.
See?
Get up. Now.
See? I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth, washing my face. Something told me to look at my phone.
Yeah.
And I look at my phone, I see Rock, supposed to be my OG. Come on, ain't no way. Stop on the board and it's loud. I said, let me finish brushing my teeth first.
How you brush your teeth and eat oatmeal at the same time? Who do that?
That's disgusting oatmeal.
That's nasty.
Hey, I don't eat oatmeal.
You probably even cinnamon apple too flavor that.
I don't eat oatmeal.
Huh?
I don't eat oatmeal.
Oh, you eating eggs then?
No, I was eating my freaking vitamins for the morning, man.
Airborne vitamins?
Yeah, that boost your immune system up.
What you from Baltimore now?
I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah, DJ Hollywood, bring your clout chasing ass. You tagged me in three of the lamest posts ever made. I ain't never seen a dude make a go through all those lengths, pause, to make a video that made it seem like I was lying, and he actually helped my case that he don't like black quarterbacks. The video he shared proved it, because at the end I said the only quarterback he approves of that's African American is Russell Wilson. And what happened? He's celebrating Russell Wilson joining this team. Like, who does that? Who shares a video that roasts themselves when they think it's ammunition to shut me up? I don't get it. He's special. Who does
that? We already know he's special. I don't know why you're entertaining. I don't know why he even posts you. I mean, tag you in post. It doesn't make no sense. He's just asking for it.
Stefan, keep the same energy. No matter what we talk about, you want to interrupt. Can we talk about my Philadelphia 76ers?
Yeah.
No. See, y'all don't start. Y'all don't give us our props when we win. Y'all wait till we lose. Let me talk real quick. Y'all like that auntie that always, you ain't gonna make it. You ain't gonna make it. You probably make it. And then when you fall back down, you want to jump in his face. See, I told you was gonna make it. I told you. It's all good though. It's not over. Hawk, like you just say, just a regular season. It counted in the playoffs. It's okay.
I did say that.
Yeah, I want to jump down my throat because the Nets beat is okay. 06 a.m. Once again, you're talking. Wait till you play.
I was waiting for you to say. So can we talk about my 76? We know you ain't gonna do that this morning.
For what? You already was talking about it, so I need to say it for it.
Hey, come on. Let's talk about them trash ass.
Oh, my God. Here you go again.
Let's talk about it.
Hey, man. We lose one game. Well, second game since Ben got – I mean, since Harden got here. Now y'all want to just jump on.
It ain't about losing the game. Y'all got smashed.
Okay.
It's not even that. First of all,
what's your team? Okay, so you can't even talk right now. If you ain't got a team, I want to no rap.
Yeah, I can't talk.
No rap.
Yeah, I am talking right now.
No rap. No rap.
I am talking right now.
You jump on the live with some inspirational stuff. So since the Philly guy got they butt whipped last night, you want to jump on the bandwagon too and start running your mouth. Usually you be on here praising.
No, I ain't jumping on no bandwagon.
You
are. I trash James Harden you are. Just as much as I trash LeBron James. Oh, nigga, you just emotionally hurt right now.
I am emotionally hurt. I can admit that. I'm emotionally hurt right now.
Okay, I like it.
I can admit that.
yo.
Because look, as I'm watching this game, all I see is Hawk, Beam, Rock grinding me all day today up. And it's okay, though. It's the regular season. Wait till the playoffs come. When the playoffs come, I'm going to have my time. And I'm doing nothing but live the whole playoffs.
No,
respectfully, yeah, no. You're right.
I said
we all pay attention. We all say, yo, playoffs. But it's certain regular season games, though, that we pay attention to. And that was one of them.
Mm-mm. When the playoffs come, and I said this yesterday, Aaron Rodgers and James Harden are the same player. Amazing in the regular season. White girl flat ass in the postseason.
I can't let you put A-Rod in there with James. Tell A-Rod don't pull no James Harden, though.
No.
James Harden, he's in a class of his own, dog.
I might need to go and bet some money on Brooklyn because if giving everybody in the NBA healthy, they got the two most guaranteed buckets right now in the league.
And he's
y'all forgetting this. Y'all forgetting we're going to be a top seed. They will have to make it past Miami and Bucks.
No, wait, I'm not worried about that.
No. The way y'all played last night, it's one game.
Stephon, listen to me.
What was my Negro Domus prediction? What I tell you when you kept talking about we're going to be the top seed. What I tell you, the seed you don't need to be because of another team that's going to whoop your ass.
Number one seed.
And who I said was going to be the team y'all see in the first round?
The Nets. It's not going to happen because they're going to move up. They're going to move up.
Oh, you
they're going to move up.
Hey, and you hope they move up.
And look,
they're going to move up.
And look, you can take my prediction. The Nets gonna get y'all in five if they see y'all in the playoffs.
Huh? I know. I said they gonna move up. They gonna move up.
they gonna get y'all in five.
Hey, I love Stephon, yo. Stephon said they gonna move.
They gonna get y'all in five because for one, y'all ain't got no damn bench.
Yo, I'm not talking to you, yo. You don't know nothing about no basketball. You ain't got no team, so I'm not talking to you.
Oh. Hey, you ain't lying. All I know about basketball is score. That's it.
I'm not talking about you.
No, I won't say.
He hurt now.
Oh, Stephon said.
Hey, did you see the way Durant was bad mouthing your idol, AI? All through the game.
Who idol?
Yours.
AI not my idol.
Oh, we can't handle AI slander. Come on now.
Ask Hawk. Hey, Hawk, is AI my idol?
Oh, no, I ain't slandering him now.
Hey, Hawk, is AI my idol?
Nah, he dislikes Bubba Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody said that the Nets want the lower seed so they can have Kyrie for four games versus three. That's a good point.
They do.
That would be the smart move.
That would be smart. I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like they hustling.
Would be the smart move.
I do feel like they hustling everybody. I really do, man. I feel like they hustling everybody, bro.
So disrespect me, tell me, AI. I'm an AI. I ain't no AI fan. No, I'm an AI fan. I just hate his personality, his character.
Why?
How could you?
How?
He was braggadocious. That's what the league needed. That
you don't know. Man, no, I don't need to tell this story. I don't need to tell this story again.
He had a personal run.
No, Rock, you didn't hear that story?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, hey, Hawk, tell him why I don't like AI. Yeah.
He had a personal run.
I think I did hear the story.
He approached AI.
He stands you like Eminem did, like with Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
But he didn't know. He don't know Bubba. I could tell when Bubba going to be cordial or not. And the place they was at, Bubba ain't gonna be too cordial. So Stephon approached him and Bubba hit him with the bad news response.
When you go back to doing podcasts, when Stephon come on, you gotta play that Stan song. They gotta be his intro.
No, no. Ross, don't do that.
Hey, Ross, you're an idiot, man.
Welcome.
Hey,
please select your
Rock.
Language. If you
hey,
have
hey, Rock, that's how you feel, Rock?
$2.99.
That's not funny. No, it's not that serious.
19. Please select your payment method.
But you grew up.
Please wait. System processing.
It doesn't matter.
Please remember to take your receipt.
It doesn't matter because I had all my Philly shit on. Like, he didn't know where I represent. Like, I mean, he was supposed to show me love. Man, don't get me heated this morning. Don't get me heated.
Tea is time for the party.
That didn't hurt, boy. Look at him.
Yeah.
My window.
See, Rock, see what you started, Rock? Rock is an instigator.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to go download that shit right now.
Stephon, it's not so bad,
y'all,
yo.
Y'all lucky my daughter called. Y'all lucky my daughter called.
It's not so bad, Stephon. Hey, yo, Rock, yo, that's a... Oh, yeah.
What up?
Oh, yeah. I gotta make sure I remember that though, because I'll put that in. I'll put that in mixer when I get home as one of the buttons. And as soon as he arrives on StreamYard, we're gonna hear the raindrops.
Ahmad, please, man, please, please find Kevin today, because this is gonna be.
Yo, he gonna duck us. The only reason why I know for sure he gonna duck us anytime he tags me one day, he know the next day I'm coming for blood. And he always duck. He be like, "Oh man, I missed it." But when he say I missed it,
look, I went live.
He'll go on live.
Look, I went live yesterday to talk about the state of my Buccaneers, and he wanted to jump up there throwing damn flowers to the fucking Broncos. I'm like, nigga, don't even start this shit today. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And look, the same shit that you said when he was recording you and threw that little dumbass shit up there, just reiterating what I said earlier.
But you ever see anybody share like a video like that's supposed to roast me, but he ended up roasting himself? Because it proved my point.
He did that. He did that to me back in 17.
That's crazy, yo. I said, in the video, it says the one quarterback he respects and loves is Russell. And what is he doing right now? Loving Russ.
Giving Russ his damn laurels.
Oh,
knowing that he's the third best quarterback in that damn division. Cut it out.
Cut it out. Come on, Kevin. You see us, Kevin.
I wish I could tag him, but no. I got to get in here. Got there. Get to work.
All right, bro.
I'll let y'all boys.
Peace to you, dog.
Yeah, I'm about to just watch y'all, so. All
right, bro.
Hey, how the fuck I get out of here?
I get you. Right, I got you. Go. My dog said, how I get out of here? Yeah, man. We still looking for Public Enema. Public Enema, come on in here, Public Enema. You see us, dog. I know you got the notification. You feel me? I know you hear me, Public Enema. Bring that old bowling ball head self on with your dumb face and come get this work. With that dumb smirk on your face, because your face is just dumb. Come on. Come on. You was just tagging away yesterday. Come on. Come on. Hold on, Stephon. I get you in here. I gotta track down DJ Hollywood. Hollywood swinging. Yeah. I say, James. Doom, doom, doom. What you got to say? It's my calf. Doom, doom, doom. I said, James. What you got to say? James Harden got your ass strapped up by Kyrie Irving. The one-on-one
mean that I said weeks ago came to be true. Strap your bearded self up. Made you tap out. Called you washed. I believe it now. I believe it because I'm petty. I believe it. I ain't saying you ain't good, James. I ain't saying you ain't nice. But Kyrie, he own you, boy. He own you. Hey, boy, you getting strapped up like you had a lockdown 99 with all his Hall of Fame badges on. You just created a UPS dude with all your VC with no badges. That's what you looked like yesterday. Coming in the wreck with old trash-ass Bill. That's what you was. You was that trash-ass Bill in the wreck yesterday, James. That was you. Just trash-ass Bill. Just a dude that ain't in nobody else's party. Everybody else squatted up and got a party, and you that random. We like, yeah, don't pass that fool the ball. He is trash. You that dude, James. That was you yesterday, bruh. Respectfully. In my stumbles voice. Respectfully. Come on, James. Come on, DJ Hollywood. I ain't got a lot of time. I got to get up out of here soon. Hey, man, I got my first bang in a month. I ain't drunk a bang in a month, but I need it today, baby. It's Friday. And I look, am I wrong for this, yo? Every time I see Kobe's the Strawberry Great Mama Forever, I buy two of them. Am I wrong for that? Like, I just keep them. I just got a stack of them. Every time I see it, I just buy. Hold on, Stefan. Well, let me see what you got to say. Respectfully.
Yo, I don't appreciate the disrespect this morning, yo.
That's why I made your ass wait.
Y'all lucky my daughter was calling in. I don't appreciate it, man. You go get sad talking, sad starting, then you get rock start. Well, rock started it. You go jump on. Like, I see how it is. You know, hey, what's that?
We hit you with the Eminem song, the Steve.
Yo, that was perfect, though. That's good timing, yo. That's perfect, yo.
Yo, rock is retarded,
yo,
man.
Yo, retarded the word, yo.
Oh, my God, dog. That dude had me laughing like that all the time in the locker room. It just in drills, he would just say stupid stuff.
Yo, I can only imagine, yo. Like you cannot get up. He make y'all probably get y'all in trouble doing laps all practice.
He would get me in trouble because I would laugh. Like I could be, they coach like be serious, and then he'll say something smart about the coach under his breath, and I just start laughing. They'd be like, "Hawkins, what are you laughing at?" I'd be like, "Nothing." Because Rob be like, "Don't say nothing. I'm just a rookie." I'm like, I ain't gonna dive you out.
So but ain't no snitches.
But our DB coach was his former head coach in another Arena League team. So they had a relationship. So it wasn't like Rock was gonna get in trouble, but I still ain't wanna dime him out.
Yeah, of course. 757 ain't no snitches.
Hell no, to the grave, as Mike Vick.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, Beam said his Cash App is open.
Man, I'm talking to Beam right now. Beam don't jump on the live. He, if you don't jump on the live, don't talk to me, Beam. You stay keyboard typing, man. Be a grown man. Face me face to face.
Ooh, Beam, don't let him talk to you like that. You from the bottom now. Come on,
I can't. Hey, yo, Rock. Me. Hey, Rock. I just want to let you know it's on site when I see you, yo. On site. Look, no words. I'm not a dude with words. You just see me. I'm going at you. At you. So when you see me, you better throw your hands up.
I can't come in because I'm in Facebook jail, but I was going to say, oh, you remember my dunk on the head, coach?
Oh, my God, yo. Dumbass.
Oh, man. I knocked him down and everything. He didn't know what was going on.
He did the Scottie Pippen versus Patrick Ewing push down.
Hey, he got me back, though. It was so embarrassing, bro. But, yeah, man, I know it's going to be loud in here. I'm in the airport. That's why I had backed off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Let me see if Beam coming in, too. Yeah, there you
go. Man, don't pick Beam. Tell Beam go somewhere, man. Nobody want here.
They say he got the latest version of the Facebook app. What is going on, man? Oh, I got to get my dog on. They bullshitting. And they won't let me bring you on, Beam. They bullshitting.
Yeah. He blocked. Somebody want to hear that mess today.
Lucky I ain't got time to go to Twitter Spaces because I'm going to let them fry your ass.
I'm going to bag out. I'm going to bag out so you can bring Hollywood and Beam in. All
right. Damn, I hope I hope that something happened, man. Hey, Hollywood, bring your punk ass up here, boy. There you go. Watch, you got the old Mark, his Mark, looking like a Mark when he come on here. Watch. Yep, looking like a damn Mark. What up, man?
What's up, man? What's going on? You good?
Know what I'm saying? Now you want to hit me with the pleasantries.
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Punk ass. Now you want to hit me with pleasantries when you tagged me 30 times yesterday, you punk. I'm going to talk to you like 50 Cent dude people when he tagged you, punk.
Hey, man, look. I'm like the Predator. I came out of nowhere. You didn't see it coming. I know you like that, though.
You might be Cheddar Bob because you shot your own self in the leg with that.
No. Mm-mm, no. See, I admire the black quarterback.
No, you don't.
Yes, I admire the black quarterback. Yes. Look, by the way you was talking, you said it was two kind of blacks. That kind of effed me up right there. What do you mean, two kind of
That's
blacks?
That's what you taught me.
No, you said I only admire a quarterback.
Wait a minute, I got somebody.
Race. There's two kind of black. You telling you two kind of black people?
Won't let me bring on mine either.
What is hey.
Good.
They do got a new update because my Facebook Live looked different now, like when I started. So it is an update.
Yeah. Hey, Kazari, I got one question: is Deshaun Washington a good quarterback? Can he throw?
He's in the same basket as Lamar Jackson.
Okay, And people will see the trend in which I was talking about. Now, let's keep it going, all right? Just yes, okay. No. So, Cam Newton.
What
yes
about
yes or no? Yes or no?
Can he throw? Statement, bro. No, I can throw.
Oh, my God.
Can Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson.
The question is, are they accurate?
Oh,
are they accurate?
Yes or no? Just yes
can
or no.
Throw?
Patrick Mahomes, yes or no? Okay.
Yes.
Steve McNair, yes or no? Randall Cunningham, yes or no? Oh, he changed
yes.
it. He caught on they to what I was
changed.
Doing. He caught
he
on to what
changed.
I was doing, ladies and gentlemen. He's crafty.
Spring break. They trying to get your daddy already.
Hey, mine, go ahead, brother. You the czar whisperer. Speak to him, man.
Well, look.
What's up,
Sinbad?
I'm
just glad he's able to talk about the Broncos for at least 3 days in a row now, because this is like an all-time record. So it's like after Super Bowl 50 that he done talked about the Broncos, other than some nonsense post talking about the Jags being bad. Because that's the only football he talked. He don't talk about his squad.
This coming from a Raider, disgruntled Raider fan.
How am I disgruntled? You use that word like you know what it means.
Look. No, because y'all, look, when last time you won a Super Bowl?
That ain't got nothing to do with me being disgruntled.
It does. When the Raiders made the playoffs.
How does that make me disgruntled?
Hey, Stephon, let me ask Ted back right quick.
All right.
How does it make you disgruntled?
What does disgruntled mean?
All Raider fans are disgruntled. You've been through hell.
SAT, just answer the question.
All Raider fans are disgruntled, man. You included.
What does that mean?
Because I'm gonna tell y'all been so Look. You've been so bad for so long. When y'all want to play, when y'all headed to the playoffs, the stadium, y'all pop champagne, pop party champagne, famers all over the stadium like y'all won a Super Bowl.
So,
come on, man. Act like you've been there before. Act like you've been there before. Y'all made the playoffs. We made the playoffs.
You mean disappointed?
Bruh. That's not what you do, Brinkley. That's not what you're supposed to do. When you make the playoffs, you act like you've been there before. Damn all that shit. Let's talk about your hatred for black athletes. Wait a minute. Say it. Let Myron finish talking.
If you had the season the Raiders had,
go ahead.
Why wouldn't you be enthusiastic about making the playoffs?
But popping party favors all over the stadium like y'all won a Super Bowl?
Why not?
No. That's like a young man scoring a touchdown. He doing triple backflips in the end zone. Act like you've been there before. The playoffs to Denver, the playoffs to most teams, they're expected to make the playoffs.
So they're supposed to act like you're a black quarterback.
Just act like you've been there before, man. Act like you've been there before.
You heard what Sam said.
That didn't make no sense. How many teams made the playoffs?
I know you heard what Sam said.
Just act like you've been there.
Act like you like a black quarterback for a change. You don't like him. You tolerate him.
According to Ahmad Hawk Hawkins, Ham Hawk, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, I only like the mixed quarterbacks. I like all
Cut that shit out.
If they're decent, I like them.
Cut that shit out. Did you support Teddy Bridgewater the way you support Russell Wilson now? Or is he too damn dark? You a goddamn lie because you ain't say shit about him last year. Teddy Bridgewater.
I was over joyfully gay and glee about Teddy Bridgewater.
Man, stop capping, nigga.
You didn't even know who Teddy Bridgewater was.
Yeah, you did.
I knew who Teddy Bridgewater was. I wasn't too excited about it at first.
Wait, time out. You just said you were joyfully happy. Now you say I wasn't too excited about it.
No, I said with his play. Listen, this contact. I'm dropping jewels on you, son. It's context clues.
No, nigga, all you're doing is deflecting from the fact that you do not like black quarterbacks, nigga.
With this present play,
Stop trying to
catch me up, Ahmad. It ain't going to work today.
You've been talking the whole time.
Y'all interrupted me like a third grade substitute teacher, man. Can I talk?
No, you can't talk.
Okay. So, look, wait a minute, bro. I'm not going to lie. When they signed Teddy Bridgewater based off his performances, I was not too happy because the dude says injury prone. But when he played like he played with Denver, like I said, I was overly joyfully glee and gay about his play in Denver. However, I am very grateful to the staff and the organization of the Denver Broncos for making this trade for Russell Wilson. We have two great quarterbacks now.
Great.
Can you say the same?
Great.
You got the Jaguar quarterback as a backup.
You can talk all that shit right now, but you still ain't going to deflect from the fact that you do not like black quarterbacks, nigga. Let's address that.
I don't like the ones with weak arms. They got weak arms.
No, you don't like them because they...
Lamar Jackson is a weak arm, bro.
No. If them niggas is darker than you, you don't like them.
Wait. Let Myron say what you say, bro.
Lamar and Teddy.
Lamar, but he's not accurate. Teddy's more accurate. To me, Teddy's more.
By your logic, you don't like quarterbacks with arms, and you just said that Teddy Bridgewater ain't got an arm. So stop contradicting yourself.
Arms, man. With inaccurate arms.
Inaccurate.
Look, bro, calm down. I know y'all mad because we got
I'm rooting for y'all.
Hey, wait a minute. Nobody's... I want to address this to you. Philip, your team, the box, or whatever you want to call them, y'all was one of the teams that went after them. Russell Wilson said, hell no, I'm not coming to Philly. He rejected the trade. He rejected Washington and Philly.
Let me ask you something, Kevin.
It proves the organization. Kevin. We got our stuff together.
Do I ever get Kevin?
Yeah.
Am I emotionally invested in the Eagles?
Captain Cap.
Do you ever see me emotionally invested in the Eagles? Do I ever get mad when they lose anything? Whoa.
No, very happy when
they
win.
Listen what I'm saying. Listen where I'm going. I think you're wasting a viable bullet on somebody who don't care. Like, I don't care about that.
I know. I wouldn't care if I was a
fan. That doesn't bother me that Russ didn't come to the Eagles.
What I'm telling you is, save that for
Stephon. Not me.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna tell you why it matters. You repeatedly go after the Denver Broncos like we're a classless organization. Yeah, we have we don't have a Ron Jaworski. We have a John Elway. We have a Gary Kubiak. We are a class act organization. Why do you think Peyton Manning came as a free agent to the Denver Broncos?
Don't.
Why do you think Russell Wilson was okay coming to the Denver Broncos?
Kevin, you're not letting people respond. You're showing you're very insecure in your approach right now. So let me slow you down. You got to realize, you jumped out the box.
Can't talk to that nigga like he's kid.
That I diss Denver. I don't diss Denver. I diss you.
Exactly.
I don't diss Denver. And I'm even on record on Twitter Space and here, and Mike can vouch for that. When I went back, I said, you know what? They're going to have a good offense because I like the young running back from UNC. I like Russ. I think the offensive line is better. I don't. Y'all receivers not better than what the Seahawks had, but Russ still got to show that he's not just gonna hold on the ball and look for the big shot. Cause he could have alleviated some of the things that was in Seattle as far as when people say the offensive line won't protect him. He could have helped that out too.
Fuck Justin Smollett. He set black people back 10 years.
Look here, man. Look.
And my big bro Ray Rob. Hey, hold on. Let me say something. My big bro Ray Roberts said he rejected the Eagles because he can't handle a fan base like that. Real talk.
I wanted to. The
Eagles are a dirt fire.
Whoa!
Why would you want to go to Philly?
Kevin, let me ask you something, brother.
When mine was talking
about his Raiders, you said, and I quote, "When the last time y'all won a Super Bowl, right?" All right. So the Eagles won a more recent Super Bowl than your Broncos, correct? And they were better than what y'all was last year, correct?
No.
The Eagles ain't
the nucleus.
Kevin, the nucleus of Philly is not intact, bro.
Y'all got a coach that don't know nothing. Y'all running backyard football players. Russell ain't going for that.
Take emotions out of it. We went to the playoffs and we smashed y'all head to head. So we were better. Okay? It is what it is, bro. Y'all beat the hell out of the Cowboys, and I saluted y'all for that. But I'm using your logic that you just used on Myron. You said, Myron, y'all ain't won a Super Bowl since then. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I just shut you up with your own ammunition, bro.
That whole NFC East is a dumpster fire.
But we beat
anybody can come out of there. Come on, man.
No,
you emotional right
no,
now
no,
in Philly.
No,
see, you said
the
you
Eagles,
were not emotionally
did,
invested
did the
in Philly.
Defeat
no,
you
are
did
not emotionally invested
you.
In Philly. You said that.
No, okay,
they defeated my Broncos.
So they didn't defeat me.
I didn't play.
Defeated the Broncos, correct? All right. Okay.
That day they were the better.
And you just referred to the we are this, we are that. So
exactly.
That is you. You did lose.
Myron, this coming from a coach that just got outed. Your GM got outed. AB acting a damn fool.
What does that have to do with what I did? Why are you drinking water out of a bowl?
You Myron, you know you need to pipe down because you have
look, I guarantee Hey, I guarantee
you. I congratulate you for what you
accomplished. I guarantee if Kanye and damn Antonio Brown buy the Broncos, he would not be a Bronco fan.
First of all, I'm going to be real with you. I'm about to set the world on fire.
You notice I said this. Hey, no, nigga, shut up. Shut up. Get your goddamn face out the camera.
They won't let them in. No, no.
Key word is F.
Antonio Brown.
The key word is F.
Wait a minute, fam. Let me. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I drank up from the cup of Jesus. Go ahead.
If they buy them.
Antonio Brown. And Kanye will never own an NFL team.
Hey, so listen. But
I'm going to tell you why.
But there's a good chance that Robert Smith
is
about to
own his team. I don't care how much money you have.
So my big boy Ray Roberts covered Russell Wilson while he was with the Seahawks. You know what I'm saying? Work with the media stuff. And read what he just said that you might want to beware of.
Who?
Somebody that blocked Roberts.
I covered the Seahawks Ray for Roberts? Most of Russ's career. If he does not value short and intermediate routes, results in Denver will be the same. Facts!
First of all, Mr. Roberts, I appreciate you covering our quarterback for the his
oh, he's your quarterback
Seattle,
now, right?
Career. First of all, Mr. Roberts, huh, let's get something straight. Mr. Roberts, huh, we have the long ball in Denver, huh. Our receivers are 6'4", 225 pounds apiece. Ha! We love the long ball. Ha! We have the receivers to go long. Ha! To fit Russell Wilson's long ball. Ha! We have the running game. Ha! We have the coaching staff.
How do you know you have the coaching staff?
Let the congregation say amen.
Jerry Jeudy is trash and Courtland Sutton is trash.
Let them say amen.
Until you get a receiver like Mike Evans in Denver. Y'all ain't going to be
Roberts.
Shit.
Mr. Roberts. Go wipe your nose, Mr. Roberts. Okay? You talking about Russell Wilson don't like the intermediate routes. We know this. That's why. That's the problem with Denver last year. We had a short arm quarterback that was very accurate. Couldn't get the ball downfield. But guess what, Mr. Roberts?
No. Hey, Ahmad, let me get this. Let me get this one.
Go ahead.
Mr. Roberts. Hold on.
All right, Kev. Mr. Roberts, wipe your nose. Mr. Roberts, got a nosebleed. Hold on. It's a bad joke, Kev. All right, man. If you can't shut up, you got to come back. Go ahead, Sam. Respond to him. You got to get it.
No, I was going to say, he keep talking about that he loved Teddy Bridgewater. But keep saying he's a short arm quarterback and he don't like black quarterbacks that can't throw, correct? Correct?
Correct.
And why was Teddy hurt?
So Kev, explain to me why do you keep contradicting yourself?
What are you talking about, bro?
You said you don't like black quarterbacks that can't throw.
You wipe my mouth, hold on.
And he said not only that, if he fits the criteria, which he hates, because he's on record saying Like X said, Russ can't finish in the red zone or short field situations. He said that about Russ.
So
I never said Russ. No, I never said that. I never said Russ. Russ has never been in that conversation of not finishing in the red zone.
Hey,
in fact, Russ finishes in the red zone.
In fact,
out of all the black quarterbacks, he's the most accurate.
Ray, do you want to come on? Because I would definitely tap out so you can get this.
I don't think Ray got time. When Ray get his hands on him, he gonna shut him up forever.
Man, look, for everybody that's lacking salt, because there's no lack of salt, here's some more salt for you, okay? Here's some salt.
Y'all very salty.
Okay? Here's some more salt for you.
When does a black man point out to another black person that they black? Wait a minute.
Yo, he just ain't got no sense right now.
Yo!
Bro, y'all see the shit that I've been dealing with this guy for 38 years.
Did he forget that he African-American like us? Like, what the
hell? Yeah, he forgets. He forgets a whole lot, bro.
Bro.
And then the nigga want, look, then
there,
the nigga want to post
there's
a damn
nothing
picture.
Worse. There's We got three kind of salty black men. We got a light-skinned, red-bone, salty black man. We got a.
Oh, now he wants to bring. Now he wants to bring in the damn colorist. Boy, so you look, ain't shit, man.
Here's some more salt for y'all, bro. Y'all mad? You're mad.
No, you now you want to bring in the damn colorist.
You're mad and you're black.
What's wrong with you, Kev?
I'm mad at you.
I gotta remind. I gotta remind y'all. Y'all black, man. Gotta remind you. We all black. I gotta remind y'all.
How you reminding us?
Because, like you said, there's two kind of blacks. Remember, you said there's two kind of blacks.
Yeah, and your turn. You
implemented there was two kind of blacks.
Hold on, Kev. But in context, that's how you treat quarterbacks. You treat them as two different black quarterbacks.
No. You claim that. You claim that if they're biracial,
when this season comes up, I'm about to drop. Kev, I'm about to drop a fact on you.
Hey, Kev, Ray.
Russell Wilson is.
I just want to let you know in the chat, Ray shooting your damn face off. You might want to get. You might want to get Teflon for you.
Russell,
hey man.
Russell Wilson is 60.
I ain't hearing it.
Russell Wilson is 62% black. So when the season
first
starts,
of all, wait a minute.
I want your ass to have
62%. Who the hell?
I want your ass to have 62% hate for him, okay?
Wait a minute.
It's not hard to go look up somebody's
ethnicity.
I want you to have 62% hate for him.
Hey, Ken, we forgot you arresting your homeboy.
Hmm? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, now he want to play dumb.
We forgot that story.
Nigga, you came out your mouth and said it on this live that you arrested your homeboy.
We worked that out,
bro.
We worked it out.
Snitch ass nigga.
I apologize to him.
Hey, Sam, filling your cap back blue right now.
He said you
going
to do this to me, Jake?
Hey, man, because he's full of shit, man.
No, man.
He be full of shit all the time.
Bro, look, the whole point
just
is
like
you,
that shitty,
you guys,
just
guys,
like that shitty ass picture that you posted trying to be like goddamn Ron Isley.
Oh, you talking about, my Christmas,
yeah,
my red joint?
Yeah, look like the vampire
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's another photo. Oh, yeah. I'm crispy. Look, I'm going
nigga,
to the new
nigga had the nerve to have the goddamn red bottom fedora.
You like the vampire. You look like the vampire.
Hey, that red right there?
No.
Fine. I don't give what nobody say.
That ain't it, dog.
I'm going to
it
church.
Definitely ain't talking about you going to a damn New Edition concert.
Look, I'm going to
your ass going to New Kids on the Block. Cut that shit out.
What? That was like a size 10 hat. That was a big ass hat too.
That dude's.
I know. Look, you know what? You know what's so funny? I went to the store, couldn't fit none of the hats. He had to go in the back and stretch it.
Took off somebody's spare tire off their goddamn electric car.
Anyway,
yeah, yeah.
But look, no, I'm not.
He called you Suge Knight.
That's compliment, man. But see. As far as back to the quarterbacks, I like a good quarterback. I don't like a trash quarterback. And then the 9 times out of 10, the quarterbacks you name, how you say, respectfully, we're trash. As far as accuracy, they're not that good.
You like my one time. Every time I say one time,
I gotta,
you pick up on it.
Yeah.
I got three names I'm going to spit off, and I want to see if he likes any of them.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, Doug Williams.
Hold on, I'm getting feedback. Hold on, I'll be right back. He's lying.
He's lying his ass off. See? Running ass. He's so full of shit, man. I swear to God. Oh, boy, he's so full of shit.
Terrible, bro. He is terrible. Terrible.
And, bro, and then I was going to hit him with Warren Moon next. See if you gonna say about him, because Warren Moon definitely had an arm.
Hey, man, no, he don't respect you, Warren Moon,
bro. Huh?
I was telling my boy Beam, and still wouldn't let him come on for some reason.
Yeah, he don't respect Warren Moon.
So now, Kev, number one.
I had to put my phone in the refrigerator because this is a too hot of a conversation.
Hey, you gotta work on your jokes, dog. They trash, bro.
They are terrible.
You could be a comedian.
For real.
That's the whole point. They're so terrible, they're good.
But anyway,
they're dry. They're meant to be dry.
I'm going to name three quarterbacks, and you should be all familiar with all three of them. And I want to see if you like them.
Yeah, well, as soon as we get these answers, I got to go. Get these answers out.
Number one, Doug Williams.
What about
him?
Do you like
him
as a quarterback?
Oh, yeah. I love Dougie Williams.
He knows what he's trying to do, dog.
I love Doug Williams.
He's going to lie.
I know.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't ask me the question and call me a liar.
Oh, okay, you're
ahead.
Right.
I love
right.
the way.
We got the film. I got the
Warren
files.
Moon.
Yeah. Love
Warren Moon.
One of the greatest arms of all time.
Randall Cunningham.
Love him.
I got you a whole lot.
You
a whole lot.
You a whole lot because I remember you on a goddamn live.
I said Joe Roman.
Stop
watch
fucking
one,
lying,
two,
man.
Three, four.
I got you on
mouth.
Record. I got him
watch
on record.
Your mouth.
So I
watch your
yeah.
mouth. Yeah.
I know. I called him too.
Watch your mouth. Yeah. I answered your question.
You a whole fucking lie.
Amon, your mask is dirty. Your mask is dirty, Amon. You need to change that mask. You got dirt on the outside.
I'm at the
I don't know what you've been doing.
It's
dirty.
Did you smell your daughter's drawers this morning?
Make sure you
use that joke before.
Make sure you watch that
hey.
Cedric, I don't know what kind of necklace you got on the top of your hat.
Use that
that's
before.
A flag.
Nah,
in my
bitch.
Day, we don't wear accessories
nah,
on our hats.
Called,
I don't know
nah,
what
bitch.
Kind of necklace
it's called
that is.
Respect
we don't wear,
one of the greatest
we don't
wear, of all
we
time.
Bro,
shut the hell up.
No,
look, we're going to finish this later, man.
No, we don't wear accessories on our hats like that. Yeah, your mask is dirty.
I know, it's a
I
mask.
Love
hey,
all
man,
mask Mr. Ray Roberts, I'm waiting on you, Mr. Ray Roberts.
Hey,
I'm waiting.
Don't smell your daughter's your drawers, feelings, man, like you normally do.
Chew your nostrils
hey,
off.
Hey, yo, you going to talk about that feelings, beard today, though?
Yeah, right, I got to work on that. I'm going to cut it.
Yeah, go smell your daughter's
yeah.
drawers.
Your mask is still dirty, bro. I love you, man. I love all you.
Right, yo.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.